Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Muni 360 weekly wrap-up for New York Life Investment Management. I'm Mike Parilli, a portfolio manager and trader with Mackay Municipal Managers, coming to you from our trading desk in Princeton, New Jersey. Elevated financial market volatility continued into the week of March 8th as the conflict with Iran entered into its second week. The tax-exempt market did experience some weakness in sympathy with higher Treasury yields. As of Wednesday, AAA tax-exempt benchmark yields rose 6 basis points in 5 years, 9 basis points in 10 years, and 5 basis points in 30 years. Relative to Treasuries, those yield changes were mostly in line, except for the 30-year tenor, where tax exempts were outperforming by 7 basis points. This week's calendar was elevated at an estimated $12 billion, as year-to-date new issue supply continues at a record pace, up 5% from last year's record level. Heavier supply, coupled with seasonably lower cash flows from bond calls and redemptions, leads to weaker technical factors this time of year. However, strong inflows year-to-date, which are approaching $20 billion, are the third strongest on record and are helping to offset some of the weaker technical forces. Any potential short-term weakness could provide an attractive opportunity for investors to add to the asset class. This week's largest deal was the $2.4 billion State of California GO deal, rated AA2, AA-, AA by Moody's, S&P, and Fitch, respectively. There was strong demand for maturities of 20 years and longer after yields widened by 4 to 6 basis points during the institutional order period. The max yield term maturing in 2056, priced with a 5% coupon at a spread of 18 basis points for an absolute yield of 4.47%. For high-earning California residents, that equates to an incredibly attractive taxable equivalent yield of approximately 9%. For investors willing to extend, valuations and absolute yield levels remain appealing for longer-dated tax exempts. The municipal yield curve remains significantly steeper than the Treasury yield curve. For example, the pickup in yield from moving from 10-year Treasuries to 20-year Treasuries is roughly 60 basis points. For the tax-exempt market, the pickup in yield is almost double that at 116 basis points. Investors extending from 10 years to 30 years net you roughly 65 basis points of additional yield for Treasuries, while the pickup in yield for tax exempts is over 150 basis points. With most of the steepness in the muni yield curve inside 20 years, we continue to find value around that part of the yield curve out to 25 years, where you can realize 92% to 98% of the total yield curve. That concludes this episode of the Muni 360 Weekly Wrap-Up Podcast with New York Life Investment Management. Please be sure to subscribe and look out for new episodes. We appreciate you rating the show and leaving a review so we can spread these insights to as many as possible. Thank you for listening.
Municipal bonds carry certain risks that investors should be aware of before investing. These risks include issuer repayment risk, the ability of the issuer to repay the bond obligation, information gap, the relative lack of information about certain issuers, tax and legislative changes, the possibility of future tax and legislative changes affecting the market and value of municipal securities, credit risk, the risk that the bond issuer may fail to pay interest and principal in a timely manner, interest rate risk. Bonds can lose principal value when interest rates rise. Additionally, investing in below investment grade securities may carry a greater risk of non-payment of interest or principal than higher rated securities. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and all investments are subject to market risk and fluctuations. Opinions expressed herein are those of the Mackay Municipal Managers team of Mackay Shields LLC and are subject to change without notice. This material is for informational purpose only and should not be considered investment advice. Forward-looking statements speak only as of the date they are made. The strategies discussed are illustrative and educational, not recommendations to buy or sell securities. Consult your own professionals for tax, legal, or accounting advice. New York Life Investment Management is a service mark of certain investment advisors affiliated with New York Life Insurance Company.